Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes talk show program. I am Bob Calvert, the founder of Talking with Heroes, and your host for tonight's program. For those of you listening for the very first time, we have a news site online. It's www.thankyouforyourservice.us. And in the left column there is all the audio and video programs we've been doing in 2016. A lot of programs. We've been working with a fast-growing alliance of military support groups focusing on recreational therapy, and it is just spreading across the country. Word's getting out. The fun you have, but it also helps. And it's www.r4alliance.org. But on this program, for those of you listening live, I don't normally do a program on Saturday, but this is Saturday. We're going to be talking with actually two National Guard soldiers. And one of them has a really neat song that he made actually for his daughter called Daddy. But to get us started, what I want to do is introduce the gentleman who actually helped set up this program. Well, he did set it up. He's a retired Sergeant Major, Army, David Spencer. Thank you for your service, and welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having us. It's an honor to serve. Thank you so much.
So how long did you serve?
I served 27 years, 7 months, and 16 days, but who's counting, right?
Yeah, really? That's pretty good. Okay. So obviously you're still helping the Mississippi Army National Guard, right? Because you were my contact. You're the one person that contacted me.
Yes, sir. Steph Sergeant Snyder, Nick Snyder, who you're going to talk to in just a minute. Me and him date back about 10, mm-hmm. about 13 years. We served together. He worked for me in under two different deployments, and is currently his wife used to work for me as well. And I served as the operations NCOIC for an aviation battalion, and so we've got a lot of background together. And so when I retired from the military, from the Mississippi Army National Guard as an active Guard reservist, I just followed up and continued serving. That's what I've done for almost 28 years to serve. So this gives me the opportunity to serve further.
Absolutely. I've been interviewing a lot of veterans over the last 2 or 3 years since my trips to Iraq and Afghanistan, and just about all of them, in some way or another, are helping their fellow veterans. It's really neat to see that.
Yes, sir. It's the way we can give back.
Absolutely. So we're going to be talking now to Staff Sergeant Nick Snyder. Do you want to introduce him, sir?
Staff Sergeant Snyder is a member of the Mississippi Army National Guard. He serves and his duties are in the Recruiting and Retention Battalion. He works at the MEP station in Memphis, Tennessee. He lives in Mooreville, Mississippi. He's married to his lovely wife, Ashley, and has two wonderful children. His oldest is Caitlin, and his son is Wyatt. He is an E6. He served in Operation Enduring Freedom twice, in Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation New Dawn. And I think he's 32 now, aren't you, Nick?
I am.
And we just started this new career for him. He's a singer-songwriter, mostly a songwriting side of the house, but he's really come a long way here in the last couple of years and really in the last 6 to 8 months. And he has just recently recorded 4 songs. His first song is released, named Daddy, and we hope to get that picked up and recorded by a well-known artist soon. And back to you, Bob.
Well, great. Well, welcome to the program, Nick, and thank you for your service to our country and your family. So,
thanks for having me, Bob.
About your background. Oh, absolutely. Talk about your background. What led you to join the military? And I guess you were on what, 4 deployments?
Three. But
okay.
My older brother, as soon as he turned 18, he joined the Marine Corps, and there was 4 of us. My mom had 4 sons, and I was second in line, and both of my grandfathers had served in World War II. So when my oldest brother joined the Marines, you know, and he came home after 4 years, I don't know, it just seemed like I had to do something, and I was talking to him about it, and he said, well, we're not joining the Marines, because he had got out after his first 4. He said, let's go join the National Guard. So that's what we did. We joined the Guard together. You know, him being prior service, me being non-prior service. So You know, I wanted to serve in some capacity. So that's what we did. We joined the National Guard, and I've been doing it ever since.
Okay, and then you had Iraq and Afghanistan deployments, right?
No, it wasn't an Afghanistan deployment. My my first deployment, let's see,
it was Kosovo, and it's part of the Enduring Freedom operation.
I'm trying to think. We did Katrina, and right after Katrina, let's see, Katrina was August. The very next June, I got pulled and wound up on a rotation with a unit out of Wisconsin to go to Kosovo. And that was fun, you know, going with a whole different state who can't understand what the guys from Mississippi are actually saying. And I couldn't understand him. You know, I had to give intel briefs to a colonel from Wisconsin, so he couldn't understand me, and I couldn't understand him, so that was fun. And then, you know, the 185th came in to Kosovo, and we knew that they were going to declare independence and become a country. So I really wanted to see that. I mean, you don't really get to see – how many times do you get an opportunity to see someone declare their independence? So I stuck around and stayed for another rotation, and I actually got to see that happen. And so that was cool. So I did those two rotations, and then I finally came back home. I left in 06. I guess it was June of 06 or July of 06, and I came back home.
July
when
of 06.
When did we come home?
We came home in July of 08. July of 08.
08. So I stayed gone about 2 years to Kosovo. And then I didn't leave again until that last year we went to Iraq, which
November
I guess we left.
November
2010. So, yeah.
November 29th of 2010, is that exactly?
Yeah, it was a real different experience than I was there before the surge, after the surge, 5 trips over there, and amazing the difference in 2010. Unfortunately, it's obviously a mess right now, but so
yeah.
So this song, Daddy, that you wrote, did this start while you were deployed? I understand you wrote the song actually for your daughter, Caitlin, right? Or Ashley? Ashley's your wife.
Yeah, Ashley's my wife. You know, I started writing songs when I was 16 years old, and I guess as a songwriter, you're always looking for something to write about. And I don't know. When my children were born, I stopped writing. You know, I kind of felt like I had to try to put them first and everything. So I kind of quit. I kind of gave up on music for a while there. And then, but deep down, I always wanted to write a song about Caitlin. She's my oldest. She's 7 now. She turned 7 this past month. And anyway, I always wanted to write this song about her to show her how I felt about my life and how she made me feel. But I never put the pen to paper. I never picked up the guitar. I never touched the piano. I never tried to write that song. And in February, late February, a friend of mine in my hometown where I'm at now, he, a tragic accident, he passed away. He's also a veteran. He had a car crash and he passed away, young guy my age. And I went to his funeral, and at the funeral, I just saw all of the guys I grew up with, and all of them coincidentally had a daughter. And I don't know, it was something about that moment where I was standing there talking to all these guys I haven't seen in years and being there, and one of them said something. I asked him what it was like, you know, being a dad, and he said something along the lines of, you know, I'll never forget the first time I heard her cry or something like that. And something clicked, and I knew, you know, that was the song. That's how I wanted to start the song. So As soon as it was over, I left the funeral and drove home. And I sat down that day and wrote the song. And that afternoon, I sent it to Top. I know he's Sergeant Major now, but I still call him Top. And I said, what do you think about this? You know, because I knew it was a good song. I didn't know how good it was, but I knew it was a good song, and it's an emotional song. But it tells the story of what it's like to be a soldier, to be a friend, to be a husband, to be all these things in life. But the greatest thing that we get to be as men is we get to be a dad, you know. We get to be a father.
Yeah.
And,
that's right.
So that's the deal of the song. And that's what I wanted her to get. You know, if something happens to me, you know, tomorrow or tonight, I want her to have this so she understands that the greatest thing I ever did in my life, it wasn't 3 deployments. It wasn't, you know, anything else I've ever done. It was the fact that I got to be her father for whatever amount of time it was. So
that's right. And when he sent it to me that night and I listened to it, I started crying. I mean, I just immediately, you know, here I am. I have 2 daughters and 5 granddaughters, and I just immediately started crying. And it's just, it's one of those songs that just grabs your emotional heartstrings.
And it's not a sad song for anybody. Well, let me say this, and I'll tell you, it's not a sad song for anybody listening. It's really not.
No.
It's an emotional song. There's nothing sad about it. I know a lot of people say, well, it seems like a sad song. It's really not. It's just about me and my love for my daughter.
It's
and
a happy
it's
song.
It's not just about me. It's about, yeah, it's so happy. It's not so happy. It's just so, it's a love story about me and my little girl. But I told my guys that, you know, I'm deployed with, you know, I said, it's about you and your kids too, because I know you guys feel the same way. And we even made a little video to, you know, so when pictures of the guys in the Mississippi Army National Guard and their kids, because I want them to be able to show their kids that video and go, hey, this song's about you. And even point to a picture of them and their children and say, hey, this is your song. This is, you know, this is us. And so they can have something, you know, because it's a song about us as soldiers and being soldiers and fathers at the same time. So, but if you want to hear the song, you can go to iTunes and look for Nick Snyder, N-I-C-K, and last name is S-N-Y-D-E-R. You can pull it up on Spotify, Google Play. It's on all streaming media now. I don't think it's on Pandora. That's the only one it's not on. But you can pretty much find it anywhere. Or you can go on Facebook to Nick Snyder Music, all one word, and you can go there and check it out.
And you
can listen to the song Daddy. And YouTube, it's on YouTube, it's a really cool song, man. Go ahead, Bob.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying that, like you, when I first heard about it, I thought of my daughter immediately. As a matter of fact, sitting right in front of me on the wall is a picture of her in her military uniform. So you know, I'm with you all on this. Go ahead.
Yeah. I've had guys come up to me that never served a day in the military, and they go, you know, thanks for writing that song, you know, and because it's not just about soldiers. There's a line in there that says I've been a soldier in a war, but it's not just about being a soldier. It's about being a dad. The overall story of the song is about being a dad, and you know, I've had guys that say, hey, I'm a firefighter, and that applies to me, too. And I've had guys that say, hey, I'm a police officer, and that applies to me, too. And I've had guys that say, hey, I work at a bank, and that applies to me, too. You know, there's a connection with that song to anybody who has a kid that I didn't know was going to be there when I wrote the song. And I'm just glad people enjoy it, you know, as much as I do. You know, my kids, I catch them singing the song, and, like, nothing's better than that to me, you know. But if other people can enjoy it, then I'm happy, you know. So.
Sure. Now, just curious, my daughter, when she first told me she was going to go in the military, she was going to go in the National Guard, but then her boyfriend at that time, now husband, I have 4 grandkids, they both went in the Army. But talk about
being in a National Guard? Because you're not full-time military. You have a job with it, right?
Well, actually, I started that way. I started as a traditional Guard soldier, which was, you know, 1 week in a month, 2 weeks in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot, most Guard soldiers are traditional. And, you know, it's having a career and being a soldier at the same time. You're that citizen soldier. And I don't see a better way to serve out there personally. You know, I'm a Guard guy through and through. But I have been active duty basically since Hurricane Katrina hit the coast. I mean, I've literally been active duty since that day. So I can't really, I've worn the uniform every day since then. I can't really tell you what it's like to not do that. I can't hardly remember what it's like to just go to drill 1 week in a month. I mean, it's been so long.
A little background.
I'm active duty guard. So,
a little background, Bob, was right after we went down for Katrina, we're both, I was active duty guard reserve, AGR. I did spend some time on traditional side of the house, but not very long because of my career field. I got sucked right into the AGR program. But right after me and Nick both went to recovery operations down in Gulfport after Katrina, which was a total mess down there. We were the state they forgot about, Mississippi. And once we recovered from that is when Nick came on orders and never come off orders because of the operation tempo that the National Guard was going through, especially the Mississippi National Guard, which at the time of the Katrina, one of its major brigades, 155th Armored Brigade, was deployed to Iraq. So it was a big thing for us, you know, with Katrina hitting and then the other units trying to come back and help recover and take care of our own here in our own state. And this was how Nick basically just fell right into the fold and got sucked into active duty guard.
Yeah, I was basically a regular traditional guard soldier for about a year and a half. I had a job and was trying to go to college. And then once Katrina hit, I was active duty from that point on, you know. And I'm not complaining, man. It is what it is. It's what we signed up to do, and it's our life. And I'm excited about the career that I have.
Amen.
So, and I'm happy with the way things have turned out. You know, so.
You have other songs too, right? I think you mentioned that in the beginning. Are you gonna do an album at point, or?
I would, you know, so the way we did it, Mr. Bob, is we went up to Nashville and we met with Chet Roberts from Three Doors Down. When Top heard the song, he sent it to Chet, and he can tell you about their relationship, but he sent it to him, and then Chet called me and he said, you know, I really like this song. He said, let's play it at Top's retirement ceremony. You know, and I was just blown away because somebody from Three Doors Down was actually calling my phone. And we talked for about 3 hours, and we decided we would do that. So we played it at his retirement ceremony, and we met and talked before that at my house. And after the retirement ceremony, we decided we would record the song at one of their studios in Hendersonville, Tennessee, just outside of Nashville. Place called Rivergate Studios. So I went up there in July, me and Top, and we recorded four songs. And those four songs, and Daddy being one of them, we've got those produced out. Chet produced them. He played most of the music on them. A couple other guys played on them. Anyway, those four songs are done. As far as doing an entire album, I mean, I don't know. My goal is to be a songwriter, not to be a singer. But, you know, we'll see what happens. I would like to get these songs pushed out to people, you know, who can let as many people hear them as possible. You know what I mean? That song, Daddy,
sure.
I think needs to be heard by as many soldiers and as many people out there that can appreciate that song for what it is. And personally, you know, no – I'm not running myself down by any means, but you know, I don't think I'm the guy to do that. I think it's my job to write the songs, and I think there's someone else out there to sing the songs that I write. I enjoy the writing side of it, and I've got a family at home, and I've got a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old that need me there most of the time. Some of the times they don't want me there, but they do need me there. And you
sure.
know, I'm not built for the road, man. I've left them there a couple of times in their life, and you know, my son was born when I was in Iraq, so I don't want to be that guy that's on the road all the time. I want to be at home writing these songs, and I want someone else to give them to the world. So that's kind of my thought process on it. And you know, I think we can find the right people to sing these songs, and everyone get an opportunity to hear them on the radio, and wherever they need to be heard. So.
Yep, I'm gonna pull it up tomorrow after my daughter and her husband and the kids get out of church. And I'm going to pull it up and play it for her. Just say this
that's
song.
Awesome,
I want you to listen to it.
I appreciate that.
And what we're looking to, he's lyrically, Nick is spot on the songs that he's wrote. And being full-time National Guard, full-time guardsman, and doing his job, it limits him on being able to go and build a band and to form a band, to have a function band. That is able to perform and practice and tour, and that's the biggest thing. And what we're looking for is to find, like Nick said, was find a group, an artist that really wants to sing this song, that really wants to get this song out to the public, and out to the soldiers and to the guardsmen and to the Navy, the Marines, everybody, and let them hear the song. Because just because I'm a soldier, been a soldier of the war. It doesn't just mean a soldier. It means all branches of the service.
That's right.
Well, that's great. I will, when I get this all set up on social media tonight, I know some guys with bands, one led by a veteran, one not, but he attends on many military bases. Yeah, I'll just send it to them. Who knows? They may want to contact you. That would be neat.
Please do.
Absolutely.
I'm available.
So anything
24/7.
Else you'd
like? All you got is call me.
Okay. All right. I'll do that. Actually, I'm gonna got your number down here on the screen, so I'm writing it down. Anything else you'd like to say to people about, you know, serving in the military or your family, because they serve too?
You know, I just want to say that, you know, my entire family, it seems like, has served, and I just want to say thanks to everyone that has served. You know, my wife serves, my brother-in-law serves, my brother serves. I got two brothers that serve. My father-in-law did 27 years, and I want to say thanks to everyone out there that's listening that has served or has a family member that has served. You know, people, I have a song that talks about people that serve and their families and what it takes to do that. I just want to say thanks, you know, and tell them I appreciate them.
Absolutely. What about you, Sergeant Major?
I'm in agreement with Nick 100%. I follow a long line of career soldiers. My father's retired after 30 years. My grandfather served World War II. I've got so many friends over spanning for almost 28 years. I'm so grateful for their service, and I appreciate them so much. And I appreciate Nick and his family and the sacrifice that he makes as one of my soldiers back in the day. So it's just an honor to serve. It's an honor to put this uniform on, and it's an honor to sing and hear the national anthem every day.
Yep, absolutely. Well, thank you guys for being on tonight. I know it's a weekend evening here, but thanks for being on, and we'll do what we can to get the word out. There are a lot of people listening to Daddy.
That's right. Listen to Daddy. Nick Snyder Music.
Nick Snyder's Music. There you go. Okay. Well, thank you very much. And, you know, we'll be talking more down the road. I'm hoping to do some more on the road stuff next year. I can't go overseas anymore. Maybe I could go to some military bases and do some stuff.
We'll invite
you
to Tupelo, Mississippi.
We'll see. I would appreciate that. Thank you very much, guys. Thank you again for your service to our country. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service, sir.
Absolutely. Folks, you've been listening on Talking with Heroes, talk show program. Find out more about our programs for 2016, video and audio programs, on our news site, thankyouforyourservice.us. We also have hundreds of videos on our YouTube page. Most of them are from our many trips to Iraq and Afghanistan. On the talkyouwithheroes.com, on the right side, you'll see the YouTube link. Just click on it. It'll take you right to our channel. And before we close this program, I want to give a shout-out to all of our veterans, our military, first responders, all your families. Thank you for your service. Thank you for serving to keep us safe. And to all the men and women who are deployed right now, maybe you're in an area like Iraq or Syria or someplace where you could be in harm's way. Be safe. Stay alert. God bless you. And God bless America.